There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Saturday, April 15th edition. Hope everybody had a good Friday, made a little cash on the DFS world, ready to go into a fun holiday Easter weekend. A lot on tap on Saturday. I wanted to get this pod and recording on Friday night to get it out early for you. We have a 10-game early slate, 5-game evening, 15-game all day. Interesting Friday to say the least. Kershaw's doing his thing as we speak, moving late to that game. Cueto's doing okay. Thor left early. Wasn't ideal. Keuchel's dealing. Porcello got destroyed. Tanaka gets it done. He's starting to look like Tanaka again. Danny Duffy, love that man. Someday they'll get him priced correctly. Tejeron let us down. And then Graveman left and after five and only 70-something pitches. No strikeouts. Velocity was down on the fifth, so I wonder if he got hurt because he was pitching great for $6,400, well worth it there. Nelly Cruz already went deep off the lefty. The Brew Crew, Thames, and company got the job done. Chris Davis got his fourth home run in his career off of Sanchez. So much to like. Tampa Bay, just, man, Lomo, Brad Miller, Souza Jr. In the $3.20 entry, Souza Jr. is 0.6% owning at 25 points. That is, my friends, is a GPP. Thank you very much. So, good little Friday action in there. Still wrapping up. Few games still in play. We're going to move on to Saturday. The Saturday slate. It's a juicy one. Some really, really good stuff to keep our eye on. Let's get a quick look at the weather and see if we have anything to worry about. We dodged the bullet in the Minnesota White Sox game today. Moving on to Saturday, we got wind blowing out in Nationals Park to left field. Yankee Stadium wind blowing in. Cincinnati wind blowing out to left field. Just another beautiful Brewers-Reds situation. White Sox-Twins, again, 50-70% chances at thunderstorms. Keep your eye on that one. It's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds yet again. Pirates-Cubs wind blowing out hard to center field. And Tyler Glasnow is making his next start after that debacle his last time out, with apparently a new delivery, so that's just going to bode well against the Cubs, potentially. In Boston, wind blowing out hard to center field. Rays, Red Sox, like some action in that one. Tigers, Indians, wind blowing out hard to right field. That's Verlander versus Kluber, but we will get into why that's an interesting game to actually probably use some bats. Mets, Marlins, they can close the roof. Angels, Royals, another good game to attack some bats. Winds blowing out hard to left center. Rain comes in as the night goes on, so keep your eye on that one. Looks kind of off and on thunderstorm chances. Hopefully that clears out of the way because there's a good matchup to attack in that one. So mainly it's some good wind, potential rain in Minnesota, potential rain in Kansas City. For now, it looks like everything's going to hold off. As I always say, check our man Kevin Roth. He is the man with the plan to get your DFS lineups in order. If we're looking at Vegas totals on the day, not all totals have been posted, but Phillies Nationals over under 8, Brewers Reds over under 8.5, Rockies Giants over under 7.5. Padres Braves over under 8. Diamondbacks Dodgers 7.5. Tigers Indians 7.5. Orioles Blue Jays, we will be attacking that game, over under 9. Angels Royals over under 8.5. Twins Sox 8.5. Rays Red Sox 8. Astros A 7.5. Cardinals Yankees 8. And there's three games without an over under yet. And a couple of them look real tasty. So I'm curious what those come out as. But some of them just new pitchers changes. Chicago, they always wait for the wind in the morning to make that decision. So we have 1-9 on the board for now. That's Orioles, Blue Jays, Asher versus Estrada. So that definitely makes sense if you are paying attention to those matchups. Let's get into our 10-game slate. Kicking it off with our highest-priced arm on the board, the one and only Christopher Sale, $11,500 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Rays went off on Porcello, just absolutely tattooed him. But now they're facing a lefty, and lefties is not exactly their forte. As I mentioned yesterday, they hit much better against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. And Chris Sale isn't your average pitcher to begin with. He will be facing the Rays, who is one of the teams that strikes out more than anybody in baseball. So Sale could be in for a big game. Last time out against Detroit, 7 2/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 10 Ks. Struck out 7 Pirates in 7 innings his previous start. He's a machine. 11-5. Love me some Chris Sale tomorrow. You've listened to my plot enough. I love playing Rays bats, but not very often against the lefty. Even Stephen Souza, who's a great hitter, you showed it tonight, he's on a great start. He hits better against righties than lefties. You're going to look like Longo, maybe some Kiermaier if you're feeling that. Not a ton to attack in this one. But so Chris Sale's in a good spot, as they say, at 11-5. Jake Arrieta next up at 10-7 at home against the Pirates. Pirates bats are not too special. We've mentioned that many times. Better against righties than lefties, that's for sure. You got Gregory Polanco, Cutchin Marte, a couple other bats there. But Jake Arrieta, last time out in Milwaukee, 7 innings, 3 hits, 3 earned, 10 Ks. He had 6 Ks against the Cardinals. Good strikeout potential against the Pirates. And a great atmosphere. The wind blowing out's a bit scary. There's no hiding that one. But Arrieta looks locked in here early on. He had a great spring. Looks like a transition to his first few starts. 10-7. Save some money from Sale or have him as your ace just because you like him. Good look there against Pittsburgh. Next up, Lance McCullers Jr., $10,400. We've been all over Lance, and that was when he was at $9,500 and $9,900. Now he's at 10-4 on the road in Oakland. At Oco Coliseum, his first two starts were at home. Nice park shift into Oakland against Kansas City, 7 innings, 3 earned, 10 Ks. Against Seattle, 6 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks. Strikeout potential is definitely there against the A's. They don't strike out as much as other teams, but it's definitely there. If he's flicking that curveball, he will get his Ks. He'll get you at least 6 innings. Quality start, definitely in line. 10-4 is a little steep for Mr. Lance, but if he gets you that 25-plus fantasy point production, well worth the price of admission. Next up, I'm going to mention Carlos Martinez at 9,100. I will be using Yankees bats in another lineup against him. He had a little rough start against Cincinnati last time out. 5 innings, 5 earned, 3 Ks. But prior to that, against the Cubbies, 7 1/3, no earned, 10 Ks. He's in a decent matchup against the Yankees, but the Yankees have hit righties very well. So it's a strictly GPP play, very risky play. I want to have a little bit of him just because we've seen the Yankees struggle at times this season more often than not. But they are swinging a good stick of late. They're kind of middle of the pack in rankings in offense towards the top in slugging and OPS, which is scary to say the least. GPP only, Carlos Martinez, 9,100. Most will avoid him and go down to some other rankings. I'm avoiding Kluber at 10-2. If I want a piece of that matchup, I'm going Justin Verlander, 85. Both teams have hit both these pitchers very well. Thus, I'm taking the cheaper option in my GPP plays. Verlander has just been filthy. Kluber's shown the tendency to give up the long ball even earlier this year. And Detroit's starting to heat up. Miggy's on fire. I'll mention him later. I'm going to go Verlander at 8,500. Coming off an outstanding start against Boston. 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 4 Ks. Against the White Sox, 6 1/3, 2 earned, 10 Ks. Going up against Cleveland, one of the best offenses in baseball. There's no hiding that. Over under 7.5. So they're thinking both pitchers will do well, and they both could. If you want to use Kluber, go for it. I have no problem with that at all. But I'll take Verlander at the discount. He's only like $2,000 cheaper than Kluber. And he's throwing better than to me, in my opinion. Both good arms, but it's just purely a field play between the two. Because I will be honest, I'll have a Cleveland stack in play in this one just in case. But I like Verlander 8,500. Good GPP play. I don't mind him with even Sale and Arrieta because you can get some value bats later. If those guys pitch, if Verlander pitches his potential with one of those guys, you're looking at a 50-point head start with just your two pitchers, which is outstanding. But it's a gamble. That's why it's GPP. Another GPP option, Jose Quintana, 8,300. He's been off to a rough start this season, and the Twins hit lefties very well. They didn't hit as well tonight, but that wasn't against lefties, so keep that in mind. Dozier, Chenault, Grossman, there's good looks there against Quintana. He's a good arm, good pitching environment. Might rain a lot, cold weather. Ball might not travel as well. Stuff to look at in your favor, but I'll be fading Quintana tomorrow. We move on to Tanner Roark at $8,100 at home against the Phillies. If it was in Philadelphia, I'd probably stray away, but we're going to go at home where he pitches much better most of the time. His first start of the year, 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks against Miami. Little beat up, 5 innings, 3 earned, 3 Ks against St. Louis his last time out. But on the short slate with iffy options, I'll take my chances against the Phillies offense that we know can get loud at any moment. There's no hiding that. But at the same time, Roark has shown the ability to be a top-end pitcher, not necessarily an ace, but a good number two in the Nationals rotation. And it helps that their bats are on fire. So even if he gives up a few runs, he'll be in line for a W. He's 2-0 on the year, even when he had a sloppy start. So Roark at 8,100, nice play on Saturday. Moving on to Ervin Santana at $7,500. Santana will be at home against the Chicago White Sox again. Make sure the weather's okay. But he's off to a pretty decent start this season. Very impressed with Ervin. If you remember last year, he missed the beginning of the season due to PEDs. So he came in late. Most people forgot about him. He had an off and on season. But he's a veteran that goes out there and grinds. Last start against the White Sox, 6 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 4 Ks. Against Kansas City, 7 innings, 2, 1 earned, 3 Ks. So the strikeouts aren't huge, but he's getting over 20 points a game. At home, good pitching environment against the White Sox. Weather permitting, I like Ervin Santana as a nice staple at 7,500. Nice play, cash game, GPP. Ervin Santana. Going to get a little dicey here. Mr. Sean Manaea, 7,400. Going up against the Astros. This guy's stuff is just great. He's young. He's going to have hiccups. First start, he went 6 innings, 4 earned, 4 Ks. Last start against Texas, 5 and a third, 5 earned, 10 Ks. So the K production's there. He's going up against the Astros, who do strike out a little bit. I believe they're around 20% strikeout rate. They're waking up, though. Altuve's, he's on fire. He had a 3-hit game already, and they're still playing. I believe that I was reading somewhere tonight. It's 8 to 10 straight plate appearances has reached base. So as Altuve goes, we know the Astros go. Springer's on fire. Correa's on fire. It's an iffy play, but I liked Graveman. Graveman pitched well. They're scoring on the bullpen. Manaea's in play for a nice outing. Pitcher-friendly ballpark against the Astros. GPP only, 7,400. Last but not least, our cheapest option of the night, CC Sabathia, $7,000. This is just a model of consistency. He's not going to dazzle you. Not a bunch of Ks. So don't be looking for miracles here. He had 3 Ks against Baltimore, 2 Ks against Tampa Bay, but only 2 earned against Baltimore, no earned against Tampa Bay. He's not going to light the world on fire, but he's been pitching well enough even the second half of last season where he keeps you in games. He'll give up a few runs, quality starts what you're looking for, 7K. He's my punt. I'm not even going to the 6 Ks tonight on the day slate. So 7K, CC, Sabathia against the struggling Cardinals offense, but like I say on a lot of these sketchy guys, make sure you stack against them. Like an Aledmys Diaz, Piscotty, Grichuk type stack, not a bad option if you're going the other direction. Speaking of the bats, let's get into them. Going to the catcher's position, Evan Gattis at $3,700 going up against the lefty Manaea. Gattis crushes lefties. If Manaea is off with his location at all, Gattis could feast up there. So $3,700, decent play. Wilson Contreras, $3,600, catcher, outfield, going up against Glasnow. We're going to target Glasnow until he proves me otherwise. He was so bad his last start. Couldn't throw strikes. When he did, he got beat up. the fact that they're saying with it from start to start on his side sessions, he developed a new delivery. I have to see that to believe it. And with a Cubs offense, one of the best offenses in the National League, if not baseball, we're going to target that. And if he proves us wrong, tip your cap. But Contreras, 3,600 on the day slate. Matt Wieters, we've been targeting him a lot because he's still pretty low priced when it comes to the catcher's front. He's only 3,200 at home against Jeremy Hellickson. Hellickson's been decent off and on, but we will target him with a red-hot Nationals lineup. Hellboy is going to get beat up on Saturday, I'm hoping. Wieters, 3,200. We look at Boston going up against Jake Odorizzi. You love the value catchers because if the offense is going off with the caliber Boston does, you want a piece of the action. They bat at the bottom of the order so they can get on base before the big guns get on. Sandy Leon, 2,900, or Christian Vasquez, 2,700, both in play on the day slate. Another value catcher, Jeff Bandy of the Milwaukee Brewers, going up against the lefty Brandon Finnegan. Bandy hits lefties pretty darn well in the past, and he's off to a decent start this year, hitting a small sample, obviously. But he's hitting 364, 6 for 20, one home run, one double. Not bad for $2,900, the potential on that game in a game that should see some runs. And last but not least, Wellington Castillo. Wanted to mention him, $3,600. He's going up against the one and only, where did I put that? Marco Estrada of the Toronto Blue Jays. Baltimore definitely in play. He's 3,200, sorry, 3,200 against Estrada. They had a big night against Sanchez. Their offense is clicking. Just they blew up all over Boston a couple nights ago. They hit it again tonight. Castillo's 8 for 26 with four home runs lifetime against Estrada. That power potential at your catcher position is just it's icing on the cake. If one of them goes yard like Salvi Perez did tonight, you look for stuff like that. Going to first base. First base is absolutely loaded. Kicks it off with Anthony Rizzo, 5,100 against Glasnow. No explanation needed there. Same with Joey Votto. He went ding-dong on Friday night. He's 5K against Zach Davies. We'll be stacking some Reds as well as Brewers in that game. Miggy Cabrera, 4,900. He's homeward in back-to-back games. As Aaron Rodgers once said, relax. It's Miguel Cabrera, one of the best hitters of all time. He's gone back-to-back. Tonight he went Oppo Taco. It was a shot. And this is why I said Kluber and Verlander aren't the best plays in the world. I like Verlander more. I told you why. Miggy, 21 for 47 lifetime. That's a pretty decent sample size with five ding-dongs off of Kluber. So he sees him well, and he's swinging a hot stick. A lot of people are going to stay away from the Tigers and the Indians due to the pitching matchups. So these are GPP sneaky plays. Speaking of that game, Carlos Santana, first base outfield eligible, 4,300. Not the best average against Verlander, but he's taken Verlander deep seven times. Seven home runs off of Justin Verlander. Victor Martinez, $4,000. He's 12 for 36 lifetime at three home runs. If you're playing FanDuel, he's catcher eligible. That's a sneaky play to get V-Mart and Miggy in the same lineup. Crush Davis, like I said earlier, went deep on Friday night. He's $4,000 against Estrada. He's taken Estrada deep twice in his career. Kendrys Morales, 3,800 against Asher. Baltimore's throwing Alec Asher out there. He was from Philadelphia last year. He pitched okay with the Phillies. Low ERA, not bad. Coming over from minors camps the first time. Baltimore is going to need a fifth starter on the season. So he's stepping in there for now until Tillman gets back. We're going Brandon Belt, 3,700. We like some Giants lefties against Chatwood today. Good history against him. The lefties have in the past, $3,700. Ryan Zimmerman swinging a hot stick for the Nationals, 3,400 against Hellickson. Mitch Moreland, as they're starting to name him, Mitchy Two Stacks or Doubles or whatever the heck they got going on, 3,300 against Odorizzi. Mark Reynolds, 3,300 against Matt Moore. If Zimmerman is not starting for the Nats and Adam Lind is starting, such a low-owned GPP play, $3,200, 10 for 34 lifetime off of Hellickson, I would definitely recommend some shares of Lind. If you only have one lineup, probably not, but he's a great GPP play, because no one's going to own him. He might go goose egg, like I've stated before, it's baseball. Guys go 0 for 4 for like 10 games in a row at times, it just happens. but GPP-wise, it's a good play. Marwin Gonzalez, $2,800, going up against a lefty in going up against a lefty, Sean Manaea, $2,800, first base outfield eligible. Another sneaky low-owned GPP-only play for the Phillies if he's starting Brock Stassi against Tanner Roark. He's first base outfield eligible. He's a journeyman minor leaguer. He went ding-dong a couple days ago. He's got big-time power, not hitting for a great average, so he's just GPP-only. You're looking for the long ball, maybe a double and a run. $2,700, it allows you, like, if you want to get a couple high-priced pitchers and go crazy, these are the kind of plays you have to make. Stassi at $2,700. Just wanted to bring that name to your attention. So I do on Quick Hits. I'll name you about 1,000 guys a show just to make sure you're not forgetting guys available. Second base, Ian Kinsler, $4,800 against Kluber. Johnny Vieira, $4,700 against Finnegan. He's freaking heating up, guys. He had almost 30 points tonight, I believe. He had 3 stolen bases. Johnny Vieira is great because he does not have to go deep to get you the love you need. Good stuff there from Mr. Johnny VR at $4,700. Next up, my favorite, if you've listened to at least 3 or 4 episodes, Daniel Murphy, $4,500. This price tag is just banana lands. I don't know how he's not the top price second baseman like every night. It might just be my bias, but the guy just absolutely crushes. As Big Pun used to say, he's not a player. He just crushes a lot. He's on fire against Hellickson. Love the matchup. Dozier, $4,400 against the lefty Quintana. We like Dozier, period. He's running this year, guys. He's 5 for 5 on steal attempts, got his 5th one tonight, and he's hitting with power. He's playing great out the gate. Going against the lefty Quintana, weather permitting, he's taken Quintana deep 4 times in his career. Jose Ramirez, $4,100 against Verlander. Small sample, but he's 6 for 19 with 3 doubles. Benny Zobrist, $4,100 against Glasnow. Love this play. Second base, outfield eligible. Nice look there. Scooter Gennett, $3,700, GPP play. Jed Jericho, if he's in the lineup going up against the lefty Sabathia, this is what we use Jericho for. Second base, third base eligible, $3,600. DJ LeMahieu, $3,500 against Matt Moore for the Rocky stack. Nice play there. Joe Panic, $3,500. Starlin Castro, I loved him. I mentioned him on the Friday pod. He went deep, had a big game, couple hits. He's $3,400 going against going up against Carlos Martinez. Cesar Hernandez, still criminally underpriced, $3,300 against Tanner Roark. If you're building your Philly stack, Cesar Hernandez is a must-play in your stack at $3,300 leading off in that lineup. That's just too cheap for the production he can give you. And if you need an interesting play, he's got his first extra base hit of the season today. Dustin Pedroia's $4,100, 10 for 26 lifetime, 2 doubles, 2 home runs against Jake Odorizzi. Moving on to third base, there's your usual suspects. Chris Bryant, he's 5K, no more outfield eligibility, third base only against Glasnow. Machado, $4,500 against Estrada. Longo, $4,300 against the lefty Sale. If you're going to fade Sale, Longo needs to be a part of it if you're going to go that route. Nolan Arenado, $4,200 against Moore. That's pretty cheap for the production Arenado can give you. Especially against a lefty and more. Arenado, $4,200. Nick Castellanos, swinging a great stick, batting second in that lineup. If Kluber gets beat up, Castellanos will be a part of it. He's $4,100, 7 for 21 lifetime. My man, Miggy Sano, let me down on Friday, but he's hot, 4K against Quintana. Eugenio Suarez, $3,600 against Zach Davies. Lonnie Chisenhall, he's back. He's $3,300, and he's third base outfield eligible against Verlander. He'll be very low owned if you want a little piece of that Indian action for ownership wise. And he's 11 for 37 lifetime with 3 doubles and a home run off Verlander. He sees him pretty well. Last but not least, still criminally underpriced, he had another nice game on Friday. Continues to put up almost double digits on a regular basis. $3,100 Chase Headley going up against Carlos Martinez. Headley against the righty in that ballpark is just production for days, it seems like. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop on him and to go back to the Headley of the last few years where we just get frustrated with him. But for now, $3,100, sign me up. Going to shortstop, Carlos Correa, $4,500 against Manaea. Xander Bogaerts, third base shortstop eligible, 44. It's Odorizzi. My man, Francisco Lindor, yet again, 4,300. He's hit a double, triple, homer, 7 for 17 off of Verlander. I love this play if you're fading Sabathia. Aledimus Diaz at 4,100. Really cheap for the dong potential, single, double dong potential for Diaz. Another cheap price tag, very cheap. Trevor Story, 4K against Matt Moore. That's almost like an automatic plug and play. When you see Story against a lefty at that price tag, even if it's not in Coors, because obviously you'll never see that price tag in Coors, 4K, really cheap. And I know I'm picking on Moore, and we love Moore, especially at home. We had him on his last start, the home opener on Monday. He pitched great, 8 solid innings. Not saying he can't do it again. San Francisco is much different than Colorado, but day games play differently than night games in San Francisco. That's one thing I want to mention. Ball flies a lot better during the day there. So keep an eye on that. 4K for Trevor Story. Addison Russell, still pretty cheap, hitting in the middle of that Cubbies lineup, 36 against Glasnow. And then Beecroft, 3,400 against Chatwood. Moving to the outfield, you got your usual suspects at the top. Mookie Betts, 5,100. Ryan Braun, 5K. He just keeps crushed, and he's facing a lefty again in Finnegan. Great play, Ryan Braun, but he's expensive, but a great play. Another great play, Bryce Harper, 4,900 against Hellickson. These are Captain Obvious plays. Justin Upton, 4,500. He has taken Kluber deep twice in his career. Kyle Schwarber is outfield only now, 4,400 against Glasnow. Been leading off for the Cubbies. Really solid play there. Springer, 4,200 against the lefty. That seems pretty cheap for his production value. Adam Duvall, 4,200, let us down on Friday night. That shocked me. Still good power potential against Zach Davies. Stephen Piscotty against the lefty, 4,100. Last year he was like an automatic play against lefty. He's starting to heat up again, getting out of that concussion. Good play at 4,100. Him, Diaz, and like Grichuk, I like that. Even Carpenter hit a home run on Friday, and he actually hits lefties okay, so don't be scared off by that. Keon Broxton, 4,100 against the lefty Finnegan. Billy Hamilton, 4,100 against Davies is a great play. He's going to get on the steal bases tomorrow on Saturday, no doubt about it. My man crush also, Adam Eaton, 4,100. Cheap with Hellickson. You put Eaton, Harper, Murphy, boom. You're set up right there. You could sprinkle in some Worth Zimmerman if Lynn's playing, whatever. But those three, I say it every time, that is a three-way. That's a menage a trois of just fantasy DFS gold most nights than not. And you can't tell me I'm wrong if you've been playing them. It's been tasty, tasty. Domingo Santana, 4K against the lefty Finnegan. Mark Trumbo, 3,900 against Estrada. Like that play a lot. Good power potential against Estrada. Anthony Benintendi, only 3,900 against Odorizzi. Had a couple more knocks on Friday night. Batting second in that Boston lineup. Like him a lot at 3,900. Odubel Herrera, 3,900 against Tanner Roark. You have him and Cesar Hernandez together. Mix and match another bat if you'd like. If you just want a two-man stack, Herrera and Cesar's not bad at all. Adam Jones, 3,800 against Estrada. Like I said earlier, Randall Grichuk against Sabathia. He's 38. Brett Gardner, 37, leading off against Carlos Martinez. Gardner's quietly having a pretty productive DFS season. Scott Schebler, 3,700 if you want some GPP potential there, GPP only. Jacoby Ellsbury's heating up. He was batting cleanup the last couple days. If he's batting cleanup, he's actually not a bad play there in between some power bats at 3,600. Aaron Judge, dong potential only, GPP only at 36. Jason Worth, off to a great start at 3,600 against Hellickson. Robbie Grossman, the switch hitter, 3,500, batting second in the lineup against Quintana. Michael Saunders, GPP only, 35 against Roark. And if you want some salary relief, this is just completely punt play. I got Tyler Collins of the Tigers against Kluber. He's 3,000. He's been batting like sixth in the order, so be the tail end of a stack there if you do in the middle of the order with the Tigers. Cheap, 3,000. And if you want to go super cheap and go Matt Joyce against McCullers, 23, I'd avoid that if you could today. Forgot to mention Herrera, 7 for 15, lifetime against Roark. And Michael Brantley, I didn't mention him. He's 19 for something with the double and a triple off of Verlander. So he's hit him pretty well too. So there you have the early 10-game slate. Chris Sale at 11-5. Jake Arrieta, 10-7. McCullers, 10-4. GPP only, Carlos Martinez at 91. You have Verlander at 85, Rourke at 81. I like Ervin Santana GPP and cash at 75, Manaea 74, Sabathia 7,000. Don't forget to check the weather on some of those games. Stackage. We're stacking Toronto against Alec Asher. Cincinnati against Zach Davies. Love that stack. Milwaukee against Finnegan. Love that stack. Probably the best stack of the day for me is Washington versus Helixson. I really like the Cubs versus Glasnow. Mentioned Colorado versus Moore. A couple of those guys like Story, Arenado, way too cheap for that option. Minnesota versus Quintana and Yankees against Seamart. There's some good lefty bats there against Carlos Martinez. Let's get you to the five-game evening slate. Kick us off, the high-priced target of the night, Jacob deGrom, 10-6, on the road in Miami. Miami's swinging it good. They were pretty quiet against Thor, but what team really isn't quiet against Thor? DeGrom coming out to a nice start to the season. Got beat up a little, I believe, his last time. No, he was good his last. Oh, yeah. He only got 2 runs his last time out, but only 3 Ks. Time before that, no runs, 6 Ks. So the Ks were down against Philadelphia's last go-around. Going up against Miami with a decent K potential. Not the best in baseball, but decent K potential. It's got to navigate around like Yelich, Ozuna. Ozuna's on fire. And Stanton, the rest of the lineup, you can kind of pick and choose. The options on the evening slate are really bad. So DeGrom at 10-6 is, in my opinion, worth the price. We've seen how Miami's been hitting, but definitely worth the price to me. Absolutely love me some James Paxton tonight at $9,600. I know he's facing Texas, and Texas can rake. But we're in Safeco. We're not in Arlington. That's a good plus out the gate. And his first 2 starts of the year against the Astros, who hit lefties well as well, and he has given up no runs to start the year. And he struck out 8 and 5, so good potential. He is living up to the hype at the moment. Dicey play, but like I mentioned, pitching's bad on the night slate. So we'll go some Paxton, and now we're just getting ugly. Nate Karns at 7,300 at home against the Angels. Strictly a fade of the Angels. That's pretty much all this is. If he can get around Trout and pull holes in Calhoun. There's some minor scare in there, but not a ton. Definite risky play. He has not looked good to start the year, so buyer beware. Clayton Richard, 2 good starts to start the season. He's out on the road against Atlanta. Atlanta's swinging good sticks right now. Another risky play. Same game, R.A. Dickey at 7,100. Both these guys are in play for me just for the fact, A, nothing's good. But Richard's off to a good start. And no Matt Kemp definitely helps the left-handed pitching attack there. R.A. Dickey, the reason why I like this, and this could be just totally false logic, and people might tell me I'm a complete moron, but it's not the first or last time people have told me that. But a knuckleball. The Padres are a very, very young team. Most have never seen R.A. Dickey and that knuckleball. If it's dancing, he could be in for a big day, really big day. But that's the question I mentioned with Stephen Wright before and other guys. You don't know until you get on the mound what your knuckle is going to do, and it can change from batter to batter, inning to inning. So if it's dancing, we could get a quality start from Dickey at 7,100 on this slate. It's phenomenal. It's all, if he gets us like 12-plus points, I'm not even looking for the moon on this. Just get us a quality start. Don't get blown up. We're happy. And last but not least, Patrick Corbin at 6,500, the lefty, going up against the Dodgers. The Dodgers struggle mightily against lefties. Corbin's pitched a great start his last time out against Cleveland. 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 2 Ks. He hasn't been striking guys out. He's limiting the damage this season. No strikeouts. The Dodgers, you know, they're average strikeout team, but they're just horrible against lefties. At 6,500 on this slate, definitely worth the gamble. He might be higher owned than I'd like to see, but we don't really have an option, and I think he's great. I'd go Corbin DeGrom, Corbin Paxton, and then he can mix and match some of the other options, but it's bad. It's really bad pitching-wise tonight. There's going to be good bats to target, so let's get to the bats. Catcher, if you're fading Paxton, Lucroy against the lefty is a good call at 3,800. I'm going to go straight down to the man I've been recommending like crazy, and he has just continued to produce. He's 7-for-11 lifetime with 2 doubles and a homer. Extremely small sample size against Matt Shoemaker. I'm talking the one and only Salvador Perez, 3,500. Went ding-dong again on Friday. The other option I like a ton, he should be extremely high-owned on a small slate. Going up against the lefty, Adam Connolly. I'm talking Travis d'Arnaud at $3,300. He had a 40-point game on Friday night. He had the walk-off dong in that extra inning marathon plus a triple. He's not going to get you 40 points every night, but on this slate, $3,300, solid look against Connolly. Robinson Chirinos, 2,900 from Texas. If Lucroy is not starting, Chirinos a nice value play against the lefty Paxton. And if you really want to punt, Kurt Suzuki, 2,700 for the Angels. Because Suzuki or Flowers, whoever's catching for Atlanta against Richard, not a bad look there as well. Moving over to first base, Freddie Freeman at 5K is always in play. Lefty, righty, I don't really care. Freddie Freeman at 5K, especially in that ballpark. That ball is going to fly. Inciarte hit a bomb. Inciarte, I'm not studying that leadoff hitter, hit a bomb into the upper deck in right field. We saw in the spring training game there, Bird and Freeman hit one. The ball just carries it to right field. Freeman's going to be a very good play pretty much every night, especially in that ballpark. Goldschmidt, 4,900 against Maeda, like him. If you want to go Pujols against Karn at 45, Eric Hosmer, 4,200 against Shoemaker, very good play there. The Angels stack in play again. They had a good Friday night. Definitely in play again for Saturday night. Moving on to Mike Napoli, 3,700, and going up against the lefty. Always in play there. And your punt play, Scott Van Slyke, 2,900. With the lefty on the mound, Gonzalez might get the day off. Might. If he gets the day off and they put Scotty Van Slyke at first base, nice punt play at $2,900. Definitely an option there. Moving on to second base, we got Robbie Cano at 47 against, I haven't mentioned his name yet, pitching for the Texas Rangers on Saturday night, the return of Andrew Cashner. Please stack your Seattle Mariners. Robinson Cano, $4,700, definitely in play. Logan Forsythe, 4,100, loves hitting lefty, second base, third base eligible. Neil Walker, 3,900, switch hitter, good bat against Conley, the left-handed pitcher. Brandon Phillips against the lefty Richard, 3,800. He's 5 for 17 lifetime with the dong. Solarte, 3,600. And then when the Mets face the lefty, it's our man, Wilmer Flores, second base, third base eligible at 3,400. Big power potential. Nice cheap option at second or third base. Speaking of third base, Kyle Seager, Seattle Mariners against Andrew Cashner, $4,400. Justin Turner, 4K against Corbin. Turner's 8 for 21 with a double and a home run lifetime. Get your Jake Lamb on against Maeda. We target Jake Lamb pretty much against every right-handed bat we can find. I'm almost not even caring if it's an ace anymore. He hit good against Cueto a few weeks ago. Lamb just hits. He's $3,900, batting almost 500 lifetime against Maeda. Schimpf, $3,700 for the Padres. And the value play at third base tonight. He went ding-dong on Friday. Mike Moustakas, $3,400, continually too cheap. There's some players on DraftKings, I mention them every day just because they're stupid cheap. Even if they go over, I just don't care. The price is so dumb for the potential. Moose is on fire to start the year. He went, like I say, went yard again on Friday. Just solid, solid play all around. Moving to shortstop, kicking it off with Asdrubal Cabrera, $4,000 against Conley. Dansby Swanson, $3,600 against Richard. And if Kiki Hernandez is in the lineup against the lefty Corbin, he's shortstop outfield eligible at $2,900. Going over the outfield, Captain Obvious play of the day, Mike Trout, $5,500. Go Giancarlo Stanton, $4,800. He's got three dongs off of DeGrom. One of the more popular plays on the slate, he'll be high-owned, and rightfully so. He is absolutely on fire. He went yard three times in one game earlier this week. He went double-dong again in the extra inning affair. I'm talking Yoenis Cespedes, $4,700. Nelly Cruz, $4,600. He hit a home run off a lefty on Friday. Surprise, surprise. He's facing Andrew Cashner, $4,600. Christian Yelich against DeGrom, $4,500. Lo Kane against Shoemaker, $4,300. Calhoun against Carnes, $4,200. Puig against the lefty, $4,200. AJ Pollock, awesome bat, against Maeda, $4,100. Mitch Haniger just missed a home run tonight. Said got a single. He's only $4,000 against Cashner. He's having a great start to the year. Jay Bruce, he hits lefties just fine. Do not panic about lefty on lefty. I prefer it because most don't realize that, so he's low-owned. He's only $3,800 against Conley. And Conley's a good arm. Don't get me wrong. Just the Mets' bats are on fire. Carlos Gomez, 37 against Paxton. Peralta, 3,600 against Maeda. Very nice, cheaper play to get some Diamondbacks exposure. Manny Margot, 3,500 against the Knuckler. And Renfro, 3,400 against the Knuckler. So not as many options, obviously. Five-game slate. It's a mess, but like I mentioned, DeGrom 10-6, Paxton 96, Carnes 73, Richard 72, Corbin 65. It's going to be an ugly slate. A lot can happen. But stacking, Arizona against Maeda, Lamb, Peralta, Pollock, Goldie, good options there. Absolutely love the Royals against Shoemaker. Hosmer's too cheap. Moose is always too cheap. Lokane, Salvi, good stackage there. Padres against Dickey. You could go Braves against Richard either or, but I like both as pitching options if you want to. Mets against Conley. Those bats are hot. Suspettis, Cabrera, Walker, mix and match some other Wilmer Flores, like I mentioned. Good options there. Darnold catching. And last but not least, if you're not stacking Kansas City and you want to be chalky, stack Seattle against Andrew Kashner, Cano, Seager, Haniger, Cruz. Could go elsewhere if you'd like, but those four for sure is a just outstanding stack. So there you go. There you have it. Your Saturday slate, 15 games overall, 10 in the morning, 5 in the evening. Let's cash. Hope everybody has a great Easter Sunday. I will be back with you on Monday for your Monday DFS action. But yeah, hope everybody finishes Friday in the green and we get some more green on Saturday. Check the weather, couple interesting rain situations. And the day slate looks really good. Night slate, not so much. There is a day slate tournament with thesportsdegens.com. If you're interested, hit me up at BDintric or hit thesportsdegens at thesportsdegens. Check out my latest podcast, Benched with Bubba with Jessica Kleinschmidt. Lots of good fantasy information, DFS, minor league baseball talk, all kinds of baseball talk. Benched with Bubba episode 35 was released yesterday. And Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo. Episode 7, talking week 1 over reactions and much, much more. Check both those out. Subscribe to those as well as MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, SoundCloud via SD Sports, or Spreaker via SD Radio. Give us reviews, hopefully on the 5-star variety. Help us out here. Get this bad boy growing even more. I like the support. I appreciate the support we have got so far with this podcast. It's already rocking and rolling. Spread the word. Let's make this bigger and better. And let more people just think I'm an idiot. It'll be a lot of fun. But most importantly, let's make some money. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you guys again on Monday. Everybody have a happy and safe holiday weekend. Enjoy your Easter. And I will catch you guys later. This was MLB DFS Quick Hit, Saturday, April 15th.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.